This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman. I'm joined by J.J. Jasper and Jim Stanley.
Good morning, sir.
888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on to Trivia Friday with us. All right, Jim, let's just go right back to the phone.
Okie doke. Talk to Bart calling from Texas. This isn't Bart Millard, is it?
No, not this time.
Maybe later, right, Bart?
Bart Millard's the lead singer for Mercy Me.
Back to you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that he was the lead singer. Bart Miller is?
Bart Millard.
Millard, okay. All right, Bart, even though you don't sing, or maybe you don't sing, I don't know. But
I can only imagine that this Bart is not that one.
All right, Bart, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Let's try both today.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Has the baseball error question been answered?
It has not. Here's the question. In a baseball game, an error is scored as E3. Which player committed the error?
That would be the first baseman.
Good job. Nicely done,
Bart. So, Bart, in your baseball career, how far did you go? High school? Did you play a little college ball?
No, I just played a little elementary. That was it.
Well, you're a good student of the sport. That was a great answer.
That's right.
Well, thanks.
Bart, you want? What's your question for us?
Okay, y'all, I'm sure y'all are familiar with the good old TV show Dragnet.
I wouldn't say I remember watching it. I'm not sure I can answer a trivia question about it, but we'll give it our best shot.
Well, you remember when the show comes on and in the very first part and the very last when they have the music and everything, there's a picture of Sergeant Friday's badge.
Yes.
What is the badge number?
Wow, that's a trivia good, right there.
Okay.
Now, is this the show where they said just the facts?
Dun.
Right.
That's right. Yep. Dun 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 dun. All right, what's the badge number? I'm just going to say a number popped into my head, but I have no idea whether it's right.
If it's 007, that's a whole different show.
Oh, okay, all right. That's the number 714 popped into my head. I do not know. Would you guys have
that's
any idea?
That's funny because I was thinking 729.
729?
But well, again, I mean, well, that's been
guys
a long
both
time
take,
ago.
We'll just take each a guess.
Yes, 729, 714.
And I'm going to say 715 just so I'll have a guess. Nothing popped in my head.
It's probably not even close.
This is like The Price is Right.
Yes. I think it costs 714.
Let's see who wins the bottle of Tabasco sauce or the case of Tabasco sauce.
All right, Bart. Yeah, I think you stumped us. What's the answer?
Well, actually, I didn't stump one of you because it is 714.
It is.
There you go.
Wow.
How about that?
Well done.
I have no idea.
I have no idea how that popped into my head, but it did.
That's 714.
There is lots of useless information, apparently.
It was useful rattling around
in the back of my head.
You know, those subtle images and that backward masking, there's something to that. That got planted in your cranium.
All right. Oh, hey.
Black and white didn't hurt.
That's right. Thanks,
all right,
Bart.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Moving on to Kansas.
That was excellent.
I have no idea how.
Edna calling from Texas. Good morning and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning and God bless. I'm glad to be on.
We're glad you're on too.
God bless you as well, Edna. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, the gentleman just before me answered the baseball question that I wanted to answer.
Okay, well, I have a true-false question. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and redo our questions
for about
20 minutes, and then see if you can pick one out of these, Edna, that you want to take a shot at. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, what city does Orly Airport serve? What were Mo Howard, Larry Fine, and Curly Howard better known as? And then lastly, if a female cat is a queen, what is a male cat?
Okay.
And all right.
Here I have one question left, and I'm going to add one. The letters SOS in Morse code stand for Save Our Ship and were originally used to request help when a ship was sinking. Is that true or false? And I'll add this one. I like to do these every once in a while. The word carjack is a blend of what two words? The word carjack is a blend of what two words?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? Donald Trump's sister, Marianne, was one of the three founding creators and promoters of the sport roller derby. Is that true or false? Second question, where in the body are the adenoids? Where in your body are your adenoids located? Third question, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
And by the way, if you're keeping up, we only have 8 questions at this time because Mr. Vitagliano only has 2.
Yes.
You know, I was asked earlier in the show how many questions we had. So
right.
Just keeping you on board there.
All right.
All right, Edna.
Anything there kind of strike your fancy?
Yeah, I think I can answer the one with the Mo, Larry, and Curly.
All right. Who were they?
They were the Three Stooges.
They were absolutely.
Way to go. Nicely done, Edna.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Nah.
All right, Edna, you have a question for us?
No, not today. I'm working, so I'm trying to get the mail delivered today.
Good girl.
you're working, so you can only answer questions you can't ask?
It might mess with my brain today.
Okay. All right, Edna.
Hey, Edna, thank you for your service. Thanks for the work you do as a postal delivery person. God bless you, and thank you for listening to AFR.
All right, have a great weekend.
Great. We've got federal employees listening to our show.
Yes, we do.
All right.
And, you know, when you think about how much, because there's still a lot of those folks that walk, you know, and so there's, man, that's.
Carry that pack.
Yes, yep. Sir. That's tough. Dan, Arkansas, welcome. Actually, his name's not Dan, Arkansas. Let me back up. Dan from Arkansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey. That's right. How you doing?
Doing well.
Doing great, Dan. Thank you for listening and for calling in. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both today.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I'll go for the roller derby one.
All right, Dan, it's a true or false question. Here it goes. Donald Trump's sister, Marianne, was one of the three founding creators and promoters of the sport roller derby. Is that true or false?
You know, I'm going to lean towards true, and I think that's where Donald Trump got his fighting spirit.
Dan, it is 100% false.
It's false.
I just made it up this morning.
You made that up?
Yeah.
You're the master.
Does he have a sister named Mary Jane?
He's got a sister named Mary Ann. He has a sister named Elizabeth. And I did Mary Ann wrong because she's actually an attorney and a former U.S. Circuit judge.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So I hope she's not listening.
Well, the host of The Apprentice.
That would
wound up being
the guys
president.
In
suits. So,
yeah, there you go. So, I just made that up, Dan, because I have so many outlandish ones that are true. I thought it's time I better throw a false one in there.
And you know what? That's exactly what I was thinking. Right. I was thinking that is so crazy, it's got to be true, but you fooled me.
Well, I thought casino guy, maybe his sister was a promoter, maybe somebody would nibble on that one.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad I was able to fool Dan. Hey, Dan, what's your question for us?
All right, so this is a true false. According to the Bible and genealogy in the Bible, Abraham and Noah were alive at the same time. Is that true or false?
All right, Dan, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no or answer.
I've heard somebody mention that once. I don't know if it was in a sermon or just if we were sitting around eating Drake's coffee cakes and...
So Noah and
that
Abraham
just went over your head.
Alive
that
at the
just,
same time. Now, wait a second.
I know you were on the radio.
I'm on the phone right now.
Okay. Now, how in the world could they be alive at the same time?
Because there's not that many people between them. And then, you know, they lived so long. Well,
No,
I don't think it's possible. Wait, no. Yeah, because they started living shorter amount of times. The first few, they lived like forever.
Yeah.
I think Methuselah was like 900. How long did
I don't know.
969 or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, so I just have no idea.
I'm going to say true.
True.
All right. And so those guys saying true, I'm just going to say false just because if they're wrong, I'm right. It's an absolute guess. All right, Dan.
All right. Break it down for
us. All right. According to the genealogy in Genesis 11, it is 100% true.
All right.
Wow. So Noah was alive at the same time as Abraham.
So that means you were.
Yep.
I was only. I was wrong. I was wrong.
Hey, what was your explanation, Dan?
Only for a few years.
Yeah.
Noah lived 950 years.
Okay.
Wow.
And if you go into Genesis and
add those
look at
all
the genealogy up. and add up all the ages and whatnot, you'll find it that they were alive at the same time.
Well, and okay. I saw one of those quotes on the internet that he said one of the best moves he ever made was taking retirement at 62 and not waiting till 66 and a half.
Yeah.
Now, Dan, did you come up with that question yourself, or had you heard that somewhere?
No, actually, I discovered that myself reading my Bible on an airplane.
Wow. There you go. Hey, good for you.
Well done.
You know, that's a good way. A lot of people are nervous and don't know what to do about it. So good for you. Read your Bible while you're nervous flying on an airplane.
That's right. And you just think.
Well, I wasn't nervous. I was just.
No,
I'm just spending the time in a good way.
That is good.
That
was
really a good question. And I would like to break protocol, if I may.
Okay.
Let's give Dan a T-shirt,
too.
Let's
do it.
Oh, we can't do that.
Oh, no, that's only because you were.
We can do that.
Hey, right. Dan, how about a free T-shirt?
I'd love that.
All right. Got to put you on hold, Dan, and Cindy's going to take your address and everything, and we'll get that out in the mail to you next week. It's going to be like the check. It'll be in the mail.
So, great question, Dan. Appreciate
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, that was really good. I'm going to have to take a look at that and kind of do the math, get the calculator out and see. That's amazing that
yes.
they were both alive at the same time.
I know it. All right, let's keep going. Continue on.
In Texas, going to talk to Orban. Orban, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys. It sure is good to hear you guys this morning.
Thank you, Orban.
It's good to be heard. Thank you, Orban. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
For the sake of time, I'd like to just answer one.
All right, sir. Okay. Which one?
All right, the one I want to answer goes like this. You get it?
SOS. He's doing it in with
That's
the
it.
Dots and dashes.
Oh, okay. You're doing the SOS with the harmonica?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Now
That's talent.
He's been on the show before. I remember Orban playing the harmonica, but not doing SOS.
Hey, Orban.
We had SOS before.
Hey, Orban, before you answer the question, so I was fishing with my friend Leonard. He's a few years older than me, and we had motor trouble, so we were dead in the water, pun intended.
Yeah.
And we're out there stranded, and I mean thinking, man, this is going to take a couple of days to row back to shore. And so Leonard, I think we had a whistle, like on the key or whatever. And so Leonard, after us wringing our hands what to do, he just blew a few little things on this whistle, and here in just a moment, here comes somebody from the greatest generation, and he had done the SOS, and the other fella, former military, knew what that was.
Wow.
And they towed us to the shore.
Wow. So he did it on the whistle.
Yeah, but what's the dashes, long dash, short dash? A lot of you military guys remember that, Orban, but what is the formula for that?
Well, the SOS is just either way you send it. SOS, did-did-did, da-da-da, did-did-did. There's three shorts, three longs, and three shorts.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, did you want to try to answer that question, Orban?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's the question. The letters SOS in Morse code stand for Save Our Ship and were originally used to request help when a ship was sinking. Is that true or false?
Well, as an old time ham radio operator, I'm going to go with the fact that I was always taught that is a true question.
Okay. It is 100% false.
Wow.
A lot of people think it stands a lot, and you're not alone. A lot of people think it says for save our ship or save our souls, but it's actually used because it's an unmistakable sound pattern. And I didn't know this, but when I went online to double-check this, they said it's not actually SOS. You're just, in other words, three letters. You're actually meant to keep repeating it. So whatever Orban said, you know, three longs, three shorts, three longs, you just keep repeating it because it is so unmistakable. I actually read this and they said that every nation had their own kind of code.
Right.
And so they kind of internationalized this in 1909. And they made SOS the standard.
So we don't know what it stands for?
It doesn't stand for anything. It's just an unmistakable sound pattern, and that's why they used it.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
These guys are looking at me like I just offered them Drake's coffee cake.
No, I'd heard that same thing. I used it years ago for a trivia question and saw that everybody thinks that's what it means, but it doesn't stand for anything.
Right.
Hey, Orban, thanks for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
All right. Let's see. Dale calling from Mississippi. I'm still stuck on it not meaning anything. You know, you've worked at this. You've tried hard to come up with this code. And it doesn't even stand for Stanley on Stanley. That's mind-boggling, but yep. I have a small mind. Dale from Mississippi, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, Dale, welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll just answer.
Say what, Dale?
I'll just answer.
Okay, which question?
About the Star-Spangled Banner.
All right, here's the question, Dale. Who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Yes, sir.
Francis Scott Key. Excellent job, Dale. Do you have a question for us?
No, sir. I'm out of questions.
Okay. All right. All right, Dale. We sure appreciate that.
You know, he's out of questions.
You have a great weekend.
But I'm not. How come the word phonics is not spelled with an F? Is that just a sick, twisted, phonetically, and phonics is not spelled with an F? And why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle? And why do we park in the driveway and drive on the parkway?
And you're going to be where this weekend?
Next weekend.
Oh, next
weekend.
Save some. Yeah. Save some. Don't give it all away. That's cute. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, now that phonics one, I've never heard that one. I've heard the others before.
Right.
And in fact, I've heard them from you, but I've never heard that one. That's interesting. Why in the world would phonics not start with an F?
Why? I mean, was that? That's a you talk about those wordsmiths trying to prank us.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Jane from Mississippi, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, Jane, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
Okay. I want to answer the one about the adenoids.
Here's the question, Jane. Where in your body are your adenoids?
They're located in the back of the throat.
Well, it says nasal cavity, so I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They're kind of right back there with the tonsils.
But I think you're right.
They, you know, yeah, used to when you had your kid in and they were taking the tonsils out, a lot of times they'd go ahead and take the adenoid so that there would not be a separate surgery. Now they don't do that anymore. Huh. Now it's two separate surgeries.
Oh, that is because it creates a larger amount of money we have to pay?
You know, far be it from me to make that kind of pronouncement.
I thought adenoids were the things if you have bad breath, they come in that little tin can. And,
Altoids.
Oh, brother. Altoids. Yeah. Okay, all right.
I'm here for you.
Here's the deal. So my second cousin twice removed, Homer, he had some adenoid trouble, and originally he was a bass singer in a Southern Gospel quartet. After he'd done that surgery, he was singing soprano. Now, that was problematic for everybody, especially during family reunions.
Hey, Jane, did you have a question for us?
Yes, I was going to ask y'all, do you know how many bones are in the body?
A lot.
I'm going to go with Jim, a lot. Okay, no, hang on a second now. Don't say anything, Jane.
The number 714. Right. That was something different. I'm sorry.
Did anybody have a guess on that? I don't even have a guess.
At one time, probably 40 years ago, I could have answered that question because, of course, I was studying. I knew every bone in the body. But
just go ahead and start.
Our daughter Sadie did that. She had the number written up there, and she was writing down all the bones. Like, not part of class time, just, I just want to learn this. And I thought, you are cut out of a different cloth. You know,
hey,
I'm gonna guess.
Other than the tibia and fibia, how many other bones
do I
have?
I'm going to guess
619.
I'm going to guess 179.
619, because there's like 20-something just in your foot.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Jane. Help us out.
There's 206.
206 bones.
That was going to be my next guess.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure it was.
I think I'm thinking more about a bluegill.
Hey. All right, Jane. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right. Going to talk to Brenda calling from Alabama. Brenda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
And Brenda, we are up against the clock, so we're going to have to kind of make this fast. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
Okay, which question do you want to try to answer?
I think the one about the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes, ma'am. Someone already guessed it, but since you weren't listening, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, Brenda?
Well, we were going to say Francis Scott Key.
You're exactly
right. Good job.
Nicely done.
And so, Brenda, you don't have a question for us?
No, I don't think so. We're just traveling, and we're listening to you on the radio and turn the radio off to answer the question.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Well, we sure appreciate that.
Your husband?
My husband said I do have a question.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Well, listen. Thank you both for listening to AFR.
I do have a question for you.
Okay. Good.
We've had a tag team.
Yeah.
So this is obviously not Brenda.
Yeah, she's got a lifeline, using her lifeline. Go ahead.
All right. Back in the 70s, the University of North Texas had to change the name of their mascot because of a lawsuit. They are now known as the Mean Green. What were they known prior to being the Mean Green?
Ooh, it's a good question.
That is.
What's your name, by the way?
Mark.
Mark.
Mark, okay. I'll take this one. Little known fact, a lot of people don't know this. Originally, they were named the Drake's Coffee Cake. And for obvious reasons, they were sued, and they said cease and desist, and they went to the thing that you mentioned.
The Mean Green.
Mean Green.
I have no idea. That's a great question.
That is good.
All right, Mark, you stumped the panel. What's the answer?
The actual mascot of the University of North Texas was the Eagles. But because of a lawsuit from the Philadelphia Eagles, they had to change. So they chose to go with Mean Green because a player that played for North Texas, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green.
Oh, wow.
Well, shame on Pittsburgh. That's too far away. That's not going to interfere with
you. Yeah, I didn't even know you could do that.
Every other high school, Christian high school, they have Eagles as their
But the Philadelphia Eagles filed a lawsuit to have them cease using the Eagles.
Huh. Now, did you go to that college?
Yes, I'm an alumni.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Well, y'all be careful on the road.
Good trivia.
Thank you for listening. All right, we got to finish up, answer our questions.
All right, this one's going to be more easy than I think people thought it would be. If a female cat is a queen, what's a male cat?
Is it a king?
Tom. Tomcat.
What's that got to do with queen?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
It's just the question.
Okay.
All right, and then also, what city does Orly Airport serve? Well, that's Paris. France.
Carjack is a blend of what two words? Car and hijack.
Oh,
you got
good.
It. You got anything left?
No, I'm out.
All right, folks, don't forget, next week is Truth for Youth Bible Week.
Sure is, and we partner with Revival Fires International, and we want to help get the Word of God into the nation's public schools, and this is 100% legal. Thanks.
All right, see you Monday, folks.